This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Already 855-993-7569. That's the way to get in touch with me today or any particular day. So this is good to know, yes. 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to pull up our thing about today in history, because it's kind of an interesting thing, and also the news stories about the fact that last week was not America's finest moment, I think, no matter how you look at it. It's an interesting day in history because there's a lot going on as well, a lot of change. On this day in 1750 in Nova Scotia, Halifax was almost completely destroyed by fire. Have you ever been to Nova Scotia?
I have not.
An interesting place for a whole lot of reasons. There's St. John's and Halifax.
Okay.
And my favorite, it's a great place to go for if you have like 4 or 5 days, because there's not a whole lot to see, but there's enough to see. And it's one of those moments in my life I can remember thinking, wow, I have a map and 6 or 8 hours and no one knows where I am. How cool is that? So that was pretty good. And you go up to the Citadel, and as I said, one of my favorite comments that they have is this is where the British forces came together to stamp out the rebellion with the terrorists in the New World. That would be us, so which is a whole different – it's kind of what we're talking about today is perspective matters. On this day in 1796, this is something I actually didn't know, which I probably should have. On this day in 1796, the United States took possession of Detroit from Great Britain under the terms of the Jay Treaty. Did you know that Detroit had once been British? I mean, we were all British at one point, but did you know specifically that, I mean, that's 20 years after the Revolutionary War, right?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So Motown was Brotown at one point. I just made that up. Okay. In 1798, the Marine Corps was reestablished. I didn't know this either. They'd been disbanded after the American Revolutionary War, which, again, was, you know, 22 years before that. So there was a period of time after the war where we had no Marines. So there you go. I guess Marines being water, except they weren't called the Navy. In 1801, this is very cool, French astronomer Jean-Louis Pons made his first comet discovery. In the next 27 years, he discovers 36 more comets, more than any other person in history. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
But not Halley's Comet, apparently. which is pronounced Halley's, not Halley's. There you go. In 1804, write this down, on this day, in 1804, a duel occurred in which Vice President of the United States Aaron Burr mortally wounds Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton. Hence, the play Hamilton, which is making not only Lin-Manuel Miranda incredibly wealthy and winning Tonys. But he's done this very cool thing, which I don't know if you guys know about, but he's a very cool dude because he shows up on these things like Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, where a lot of the big names do not. They send the chorus or they send the understudy. He shows up, and he did last year when he won everything off Broadway. He showed up this year when we knew he was going to move anything on Broadway. But he's also given away a percentage of the show to the grips and the chorus and everybody in it, anybody connected with it. Which somebody actually told me over the weekend that they know somebody, two stories, which I find both appalling and awesome all at the same time. Not necessarily awesome in a great in the usual sense of, oh, dude, that's awesome. But like, wow, can you believe that? That somebody paid, one person that I cannot tell you who it is, paid $4,000 for one ticket when Hamilton was at the Public Theater at the last moment. And I know, this one I know, somebody paid for 10 tickets because they wanted to sit together for 10 tickets, paid $3,500 a piece.
Wow.
For Hamilton. Now, I think it's terrific. Do I think anything is worth it? I mean, you can buy small countries for $3,500, not to mention $35,000. Okay. On this day, Tijuana, Mexico was founded, making college students all over Texas very happy. In 1914, Babe Ruth makes his debut in Major League Baseball. So this is a big deal day. In 1919, the 8-hour day and free Sunday became law for workers in the Netherlands. I don't think it got to the United States until a long time later. On this day in 1922, the Hollywood Bowl opens, which is a great place to listen to music. On this day in 1936, the Triborough Bridge in New York City was opened to traffic. 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published in the United States. In 1962, on this day, the first transatlantic satellite television transmission. I mean, the thing about that is 54 years ago. That wasn't all that long ago. In 1972, the first game of the World Chess Championship of 1972 between, do you know who was between without looking?
I don't.
Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky. And it was viewed, they actually made a movie about it. This last year, which was very good, I think it was called Pawn Sacrifice, I think was the name of it, which was terrific. Liev Schreiber played Boris Spassky, and the idea was that Bobby Fischer had some serious emotional problems, but it was viewed at the time, you have to remember, it was 1972, at the height of the Cold War, as a face-off between the United States and Russia. And you'd say, well, chess? But at that time, the whole issue was getting into space first and that Russian kids were doing better on math tests. So chess was the perfect proving ground between, and the Russians have a long history of chess, whereas Americans not so much, but Bobby Fischer actually won. And the movie Pawn Sacrifice is actually worth seeing. It's a good movie. On this day in 1977, Martin Luther King Jr. is posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which seems somehow a bit ironic given last week.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yep. I was thinking the exact same thing when I saw that.
Yeah. Wow. Does that mean that we've actually made progress or not? And I'm not sure. I think Helen's comment in some ways is very profound, because she's saying, you know, I don't know how to think about things. I'm just upset. There doesn't seem to me a clear path for this. And as I said, as a psychologist, that seems to me not necessarily a bad thing. It's the clarity of people who feel no question whatsoever, no matter how complex the issue, that are a little scarier to me than people who think, But then, as I said, someone described me somewhat accurately, as I can always see both sides, which only slows me down. Manny, Manny, for those of you who don't have a television set, which I know makes no sense, we're on radio, Manny is African-American, and I asked him whether he wanted to comment on this kind of thing on last week, and he said, can you give me a moment to think about it? And I said, sure. So, and as Manny is in Minnesota, and there were 100 people arrested and 27 officers injured in St. Paul over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want a huge crowd of Black Lives Matter supporters march through Memphis, shuts down the bridge? Did you have a comment that you wanted to make on this? Although it also says that the Dallas cop killer Mika Johnson was blacklisted by Black Power groups as unstable.
Yeah.
I don't know if they notified the FBI about it, or if the FBI could do anything about it if they did. So, at any rate, Manny, when you come back, you can tell us whether you have a comment you want to make, yes or no. And the rest of you are certainly invited 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Okay, Manny, what do you think?
Well, obviously this whole thing for me hit close to home when it hit close to home, per se.
You mean the St. Paul riots? Shooting?
The shooting in Falcon Heights, Minnesota.
Okay.
And
Now, Fountain Heights isn't very far from where you are, is it?
It's technically a suburb. It's just north of St. Paul.
Okay.
And I live in Minneapolis, but it's quick driving distance, really. It's, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes from where I live.
That's pretty close, Manny.
Yeah. Yeah. So the man who died, Philando Castile, now I didn't know him personally, but I know people who knew him personally.
Oh, yeah?
And...
Well, what do we know about him? Anything?
Well, he was...
I mean, you know, once somebody's gone, one side views them as the Antichrist, the other views them as saintly. Do you know anything that's real about this?
For the most part, from everything that I've heard from people who knew him, well, they all raved about him.
What way?
Well, he was great to everybody. Like, he just had a positive impact on a lot of people's lives. And obviously with the event happening and, you know, over the weekend, you know, people dig up things and they find things. And to me, this sort of speaks, you know, to my next point, that we have to get to a point in this country where we're not just shifting blame towards others, and we're sort of
blaming the victim. Yeah.
Yeah. Blaming the victim after the victim is when the victim can't defend his or herself. And, you know, it just seems like this country as a whole, like the first thing to do when we mess up on something is we want to shift the blame to something else, or we want to make excuses, and we want to, you know, find ways to where the burden doesn't fall on our own, even though it may be a mistake that we may have made. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and we need to get to a point where we can communicate and speak to each other and have civilized conversations and not bicker and yell and scream and call each other names and blame other people and make excuses for ourselves and all, like, and I'm talking about America as a whole. Like, I'm not talking about any specific race, any specific group.
Well, that was kind of my statement to Tanya, is it's really easy to sort of to say that was offensive, which is, of course, by definition, an offensive comment. So,
yeah,
you know, that is there a way that we can actually begin to kind of speak to Helen's issue of saying, can we talk about this? Can we talk about how, you know, A would work or how B would work, or what are our options? And, you know, you never learn anything from hearing yourself talk. But I think listening to other people, especially people with whom you don't agree,
right,
is, I think, the only way that any of us ever learn anything. And hopefully, you know, we really do have some learning to do around here.
Yeah, we do. I mean, and I brought up the things, again, speaking on the Falcon Heights story in particular, you know, as an African-American, when that happened, the first thing that came to my mind is, okay, the next time I get pulled over, am I going to have to worry about losing my life in 5 minutes? Because that's sort of the mindset that I've had, like, ever since that's happened. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I hear, and I think that's something, I mean, maybe we can talk about some of that prejudice of, I mean, you don't own a gun, do you?
No, I don't.
Would you think about owning a gun at this moment?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't, you know, I've thought about it in the past, but now it's like, well, if I do, and then I'm legally owning one, if I make the wrong move, am I going to get shot by law enforcement? Like, and that's the first thing, and I don't know where to go with that. I just, that's like the first thing that came to my mind, you know, and I don't know.
Well, but see, I would argue that the statistics about owning a gun are scary independent of law enforcement.
Sure.
And, you know, we've had this kind of discussion before, which gets us absolutely no places. You know, I'm protecting myself from the government, but the government, by definition, will always have more guns and more ammunition than you're going to have. So, but, well, I would just, you know, and we know statistically, I mean, the problem is that there are a whole bunch of issues here. We know that you're much more likely to be incarcerated if you're African-American. We know that black-on-black crime is higher. We know black-on-black murder is higher. So, but we also, I mean, is there something else here that we can begin to understand in a profitable way as opposed to, as you say, I mean, I thought Tanya's call was heartbreaking, of that I need to worry about my 2-year-old son growing up being more at risk than my friend's comparable white kid. I mean, I don't, that's not the America that I think most of us want to live in or be proud of or participate in, that somehow you're going to be more at risk. And again, I heard somebody was talking about the fact that they have a friend who's African American whose last name is Middle Eastern, because I think his father was and his mother's not, and his mother is African American, and he has a beard, and he says he gets stopped no matter where he is. And that, to me, on some level, is upsetting. I mean, you could say, well, you know, check. But, you know, is this really the America that Hamilton, for example, wanted, or Washington wanted, or Jefferson wanted, or any of us want?
Yeah.
Okay. 855-993-7569. Remember the email we were going to do before? Do we have time to do it here or not?
Yeah.
Let's try it here. Try one that we haven't done before.
Well, this one, I know for sure we haven't done this one before because
it just came in.
Came in over the weekend, actually.
Good.
This one's from Chris, and we can probably, because we're coming up on break here in about a minute, so we can carry this over into the next segment if need be.
Okay.
And Chris actually emailed a program director topic, so it's an email, but it's a program director
Fair
idea.
Enough.
And they say, Dr. Joy, you mentioned that gay couples considering marriage need to talk about certain things that may not apply to heterosexuals. Would you please go into some detail about that?
Sure. Yeah, well, it's not only that there are topics that are relevant to gay couples that are probably not as relevant to heterosexual couples, but there are issues because heterosexual couples, by definition, have at least one woman involved in them. And no more than one, I guess, because women have been socialized really from the cradle to not only think about marriage, but weddings and the role of women in our society. And so that, for example, I think that an awful lot of women feel, and they watch their parents, of how to argue without towing off. And for most of human history, women have been in a very dependent economic position. And even when they're not, to sort of be apologetic if they're not. So that there are issues that because in heterosexual couples, at least one is a woman, or one is a woman, that they're topics that are much more familiar. We'll do more about this in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we were just talking about an email that asked the question that he had heard me say that gay couples have some issues that heterosexual couples don't have. And I said, well, the first one is that by definition, heterosexual couples have a female in it, and females have been taught to think about themselves with respect to marriage since the cradle, in terms of children, in terms of whether or not they were going to work outside the home, in terms of money, in terms of meal preparation, and which is not to say that there aren't some changes in some, I would argue that most of the changes in our society in the last 50 years have come as a result of women's change in their behavior up until the last couple of years, which is LGBT. And I'm not sure that the assumptions are that about 13% of the population is LGBT. Hard to know. That statistic is really unchanged since Kinsey. It goes between about 13 and 16%. So it's hard to know because it's a relatively small part of the population that how much effect it's having on society. My own perspective is that as straights have made kind of a mess of marriage. In fact, people over the weekend saying, oh, you know, marriage is really outdated, it's old-fashioned, outlived its usefulness. And we have 13% of the population fighting to be able to marry, which I think is, you know, look, no argument there. So number one, that that half of the couple in most marriages have been thinking about marriage for a very long time, which is not so true of heterosexual. And you could say, well, what about lesbian? And, you know, there's just not as much statistical data available about lesbian relationships as there are about gay male relationships. So it's a little unclear. I mean, in theory, if you've got two women who've been thinking about marriage the whole time, that they may have things sorted out. But still, because they've been unable to marry for most of their relationship, and depending on how long they knew that they were gay, that's a little harder to evaluate. But interesting data, interesting research, not been done to my knowledge at this moment. So that's number one. If you've got women thinking about marriage and what that means in terms of child rearing, in terms of house care, in terms of money, in terms of everything else. And when you've got two men, also in terms of conflict resolution, that women have been taught for so long to be charming and to not toe off, as opposed to men being a bit more aggressive in their conflict resolution, that less in touch with their feelings, that the whole idea about career and money, much less thought about. And perhaps the biggest elephant in the room is sex, that heterosexual couples have defined themselves not so. I mean, there are very few people I know go out and say, hi, I'm a flaming heterosexual. Don't send me emails. That it's kind of assumed, as opposed to gay couples who define themselves as homosexual. The emphasis being on the sexual part. So an awful lot of gay relationships are based on sexuality of both partners, whereas heterosexual relationships, especially after marriage, tend not to be so much. So that whole issue about fidelity and having one partner for life and commitment is quite often for men who are gay, a different issue. Now, you could argue that it may not be gay men, it may be men in general, that up until recently, that men committed adultery at a much higher level than their wives. Lamentably, in the last about 10 years, women under 40 are committing adultery at the same level that their husbands are. So you could argue, you could argue either way about that. But the whole issue about commitment, about money, about in-laws, about kids, about housework, and you could say, well, in any couple, roommates, you have to think about that. But I would argue, and I think that most people who are married as opposed to living together would argue, that it's different. When you're roommates, it's a different issue than when you're married to one another. When you stood up in front of everybody and said, we're going to do this, we're going to do this forever. Who takes care of the kids? Do you want kids? I think for most women, that the assumption is at one point they would be mothers, whether that turns out to be the case, whether as they get older they decide this is something they want to do or not do. There are more people living together without benefit of marriage now before than ever before in the history of census taking in the United States. And presumably we're talking about primarily heterosexual couples, because up until fairly recently, and it's still not the law of the land, that homosexuals could not think about marriage. So they're in most statistical analysis are not counted as people living together without benefit of marriage. That's specifically a heterosexual term. Whether it should be or shouldn't be, it's not really the point. The times they are changing. That there are more people, that the statistics about, and this is not a brand new statistic, and I don't know how much it changed in the last about 5 years, but up until about 5 years ago, 25% of all live births were women under the age of 19 who were not married. That to me was always a very scary statistic, because you've got kids raising kids, and you've got single parenthood, which most people would argue is not necessarily the preferred method of parenting, just because with the traditional family, you've got two people raising a child and two different perspectives and two different upbringings and two different experiences. And that may be healthier for the child, even though there may be conflicts about it, than one person just superimposing whatever it is that they know or however they were brought up. So it's an interesting time. I would argue that that whether you're straight or gay, if you're talking about a lifelong commitment, that you sit down and talk, certainly with each other, maybe even with either a therapist or a counselor, about the issues of childcare, housework, career, money, certainly, in-laws, holidays, and because the more the two of you have talked about these things, which really gets us back to the, if there was a theme of today's program, which was not intentional but may have occurred, is that differences are not, don't have to be toxic. They don't have to be a basis for conflict. They can be a basis for education, for expansion, for learning, all sorts of really good things, but you have to be willing to talk quietly and respectfully and listen as much as you're willing to talk about differences of opinion. And that seems to be something that is crucial to a democracy, and we have gotten very careless about, both on a political level, on a legislative level, and on a personal level. So, again, I think Helen may be our poster girl for today. Being confused about things is not necessarily a bad thing, because it means that you're looking at things that make you perhaps a bit uncomfortable, about which you're uncertain, being willing to tolerate some ambiguity, some discrepancy in opinions. I think that's how we learn and how we grow. So, all righty, so that was a long answer to a relatively short question. Okay, I thought we would do is kind of back ourselves off a little bit. This is, as you know, classic Joy Brown and Manny Hill, in that whenever we've done some heavy-duty stuff, I try and put in a little dollop of, if not chocolate or sugar, maybe chocolate's the wrong word today, Manny, that was not personal, of something a little bit lighter. So I thought we'd talk about favorite summer foods, and I must tell you, my brother and his girlfriend were here for 4 days, and I took the opportunity to buy a very large watermelon, which he could then schlep home and cut it all up. So I have been having one of my favorite summer foods for the last, I guess, almost a week now, of watermelon. Love watermelon. All right, you got any summer foods that you want to recommend, Manny?
Me personally?
Yeah, why not? If it's watermelon, this whole program has just gotten hell in a handbasket, so please don't say watermelon.
No, I wasn't going to say watermelon.
Thank you.
you're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to say brats.
Oh, those wretched, like, little sausages that you put on the barbecue, and well, so they're carcinogenic and great.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Delish, huh?
I just think about barbecues and being outside and enjoying
right,
a ball
well,
game. And
I am certainly laughing at you. So there you go. Consider yourself laughed at. All right, let's see what other people said. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to throw this in as opposed to even an email or something. I just thought, okay, lighten everybody up. Here we go.
Donna says tomatoes, more specifically tomato sandwiches.
Yeah, with a little mozzarella, a little basil. I love basil too. And that a fresh tomato, especially when it's still warm from the garden, oh, yum, as opposed to the ones that have been shot through with nitrogen. Ooh, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're going to go back to a favorite summer fruit or food just because why not? But I actually have one good news story. These are probably that a woman in New Jersey was doing her taxes, and she found a lottery ticket. And it's 2 weeks till it expires. Apparently there's a statute of limitations on lottery tickets, which I didn't know. She got a Jersey Cash 5 ticket from an April 2015 drawing. apparently it did expire. I guess you have a year. And so she was doing her taxes and found it's worth almost $500,000. Which means, I don't know, it either means make sure that you file your taxes on time. Or that hang on to your lottery tickets, if you found a lottery ticket, is the first thing you do to check it? I guess it is. I don't know. I'm not, as I said, one of my students' father ran the was in charge of the lottery in Massachusetts, which is one of the early lotteries. And she was one of my students. And on my daughter's first birthday, I put in her birthday date. But when I didn't win, I knew it was fixed. So I mean, here's my student and my daughter. So what can I tell you? All right. That was a joke, folks. Don't send me emails about that. Alrighty, so let's see what other people's favorite fruit are.
Connie says, nectarines, sweet, juicy, and full of potassium, which my body craves when it's hot.
There you go. Well, yeah, especially there's, I actually like peaches, too. I always thought peaches smelled like summer. Peaches are tricky, because if you don't get them when they're ripe, by the time they ripen, they've rotted. So I have not had great luck of buying. If you buy peaches in the grocery store, I've done them at farm stands, and they were wonderful. Although I've also bought corn at farm stands, and they have worms in them, which I know the idea being if the worm likes it, so will you. But finding the only thing worse than finding a worm in your corn is finding half a worm. So, okay, keep going. That was a little joke. Did you not like that little joke?
That's good. That was pretty good.
He didn't like it. All right, there we go.
That's good.
All right, there we go.
Elizabeth says, she says watermelon.
Yay!
Barbara says watermelon, homegrown tomatoes, and corn.
She's hit the trifecta there.
Yeah.
All right, here's my hint for corn. I know everybody boils it, right? But and people, I've seen people shucking the corn at the grocery store, which I think is a little tacky. It's kind of like putting on lipstick in the subway. But if you leave it in the husks and put it in the microwave for about 1 minute, then you don't need butter on it, because it sort of steams it and it's crunchy and yummy. And the other thing about corn, let's be honest about corn, folks, right? Let's be really honest. All right, Auntie Joy's going to tell you it has no food value whatsoever. It's delicious. And we love it. It has no food value. What can I tell you? That and cucumbers. All right, keep going.
Stephanie says strawberries and cilantro.
Well, cilantro you could grow year-round, though, right? I suppose in theory you could grow anything year-round. Yep. All right. I mean, basil. I love basil. And the original, I had a friend who used to, except she used to call them tomato. She would do mozzarella, tomatoes, and basil. It was yummy. And sometimes not even with bread. I mean, just sort of all stacked up and yummy. All right. You got any more?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple more.
Okay.
Kim says pineapple. Love it.
Is pineapple a summer fruit? Mm. I mean, I think of it as Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. Maybe. All right. Keep going.
Marie says skinny girl margarita on crushed ice.
Skinny girl margarita, right? So that's a brand of booze on ice. Anything, as far as I'm concerned, on ice is better. There we go.
And then the last one here from Corinne, and Corinne says thinly sliced pickling cucumbers on apple cider vinegar, onions, and pepper after marinating in the refrigerator for a day. Very crisp, tangy, and cool. My mom used to make them all the time.
All right, can we go back from the beginning? What was that again?
Thinly sliced pickling cucumbers in apple cider vinegar, onions,
okay,
and pepper.
Okay, pickling cucumbers in apple cider vinegar. Well, that's what pickles are, is vinegar and salt, right? That's what any pickle is. But she's saying a particular kind of cucumber. Okay, so we then pickle them. All right, keep going.
Apple cider vinegar, onions, and pepper after marinating in the refrigerator for a day. Very crisp, tangy, and cool. My mom used to make them all the time.
Where was I? Oh, I know. I was at a food court. And basically, I'm trying not to get out of the habit of basically, that pickles, as far as I'm concerned, are a salt delivery system. They are really, cucumbers have no food value. There was the Buddy Hackett story, which was true, that apparently years ago he went on The Tonight Show. And Buddy Hackett, if for those of you who don't know him, was a chubby-faced comedian who talked out of the side of his mouth. and he was always heavy. And he talked about, he went on Johnny Carson and talked about losing weight. And he said that it was a cucumber diet because cucumbers had no calories, which is not true. And so that chewing them, that eating them, because they're crunchy, actually burn calories. So that's how you could lose weight, because you were eating a food substance that had no calories. It has no food value, but that's not the same. Calories are the amount of heat it takes to digest something. It has nothing. It was a misunderstanding. The next day, you could not find a cucumber any place in America. The Tonight Show, everybody watched the Tonight Show, and everybody saw Buddy Hackett talking about losing weight by eating cucumbers. So I was at a food court, and they have they had Mexican food, and they had sushi, and they had barbecue, but the thing that smelled the most delicious was the dill pickles, even though my head knows that it's just a salt delivery system of something with no food value, but my saliva glands were not in agreement. So, but I didn't buy any. All right, so we got how to make pickles. There you go. All right, what else we got?
That was the last one.
That was it. Brent. Pickles are the end. So what have I got? A minute here?
Less than that, maybe about 40 seconds.
All right, so the consensus is, see, what I need, because I went to I convinced my brother to schlep probably 25 pounds of watermelon home, because I'd gone to a food bar, to a, you know, a salad bar,
mm-hmm.
and the salad bar was, you know, I wasn't paying any attention, so it was like $8 or $9 a pound, so that watermelon cost like $5.
Oh,
for a little time, like 5 pieces of watermelon, little tiny ones as opposed to the entire watermelon. So there we go. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.